is. He looks after us and cares for us. A few verses of scripture just to bring before your mind. And the first one is that the Bible tells that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And of course we are mindful, since Adam and Eve, we've all been born in sin and shaped in iniquity. The Bible also tells us, train up a child in the way he shall go, and he'll not depart from it. And we also find that the Bible tells us there's therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. I was reared up in the town of Kilray, which is not that far away. Some of you may know it and some may not. My parents had four sons and one daughter, which I'm the youngest of the boys. The daughter was the youngest. My father and mother, as I knew them in my time at home, they were backsliders. But in saying that, we were taught the things of God. We were sent to church regularly. And I mean regularly, that was every Sunday, unless you were sick. Now, like to some children today, they tell their mommy or daddy whether they're going to go to church or Sunday school or not. Now, that wasn't the case in my day. You were sent, and if you didn't want to go, well, then you got a slap on the backside, and you did go. You were glad to get away, maybe. But we were sent at that particular time. We were members of a Presbyterian church in Kilray. We were sent there to the Sunday school, and you stayed then for the morning service. In the afternoon, you went to Kilray Baptist Church, and you went to the service there at night. Now, I'm sure you find it odd, parents who are backsliders, thinking so much of their children and making them go regularly to church and Sunday school. But there was a person that I don't forget in my childhood, and that was my grandmother. She was a godly woman, and Granny, every Sunday she'd be down to see why there was none of the boys maybe at church. And my father, even in those years, still in his backslidden state, he had a fear of his mother. He had a respect for his mother. And we all had, as a family, we respected Granny Smith. She belonged to a church one time in Kilray. It wasn't the same one as we belonged to. There was a change of minister, and the minister came to join that particular church. And she asked the man, "Will you save?" And the man told her, just point blank, "That's none of your business." Well, she made it her business and found out that the man wasn't saved. So she parted company with that particular church, and she joined Kilray Baptist Church. My grandmother didn't live in Kilray. She lived maybe about 4 miles outside Kilray. Actually, the townland where I was actually born was Ballymaconley, and that's near Risharkin. And Granny, in those days, there were very few cars either. And all grandmother had was an old bicycle, and there's no speeds in it, there's only one speed, and hard labour up those hills, and there are no gears in that particular bicycle. Hail, rain or snow, grandmother would be in Kilray Baptist Church morning and evening. And she cared, and I think that's why, and I'm not thinking of it, I'm sure that's why we're standing here tonight, because of her grandmother who cared for the souls of her grandsons. Granny was very, very faithful. You went out to the house, you knew there was something different. And from those early days, I thank God for a grandmother. Now that's when I heard the word of God for the first time. It was in Kilray Baptist Church. That's where I heard it as a child. And I must confess tonight say, 4 years old. As a child, around 12 years of age, I came under conviction of sin, but I didn't do anything about it. But I don't forget those times that we went to Kidray Baptist Church. And there was many men there that we respect and can mention who were very, very good to us. But I may mention that later on. My parents were, as I said, they were backsliders, but they were God-fearing because, I think, of grandmother. The Lord's Day was honoured. There's no going out and playing football and running the streets. That wasn't on. There was no television. And the wireless either. It wouldn't be on the Lord's Day. The Lord's Day was honoured. Preparation for the Lord's Day. You didn't clean your shoes on a Sunday morning. Preparation for the dinner was made on a Saturday night. And that still has an effect on me. It's still the same. And if you look back on the training that we got in those days, there were things the father maybe scolded, and they did. And like all our children, we needed a good beating now and again. And that didn't do us any harm either. But thank God for the training that we were given at home. And it was really, when I look back on it now, I thank God for our grandmother and for parents. The Baptist Church is something I'll never forget. There were missions maybe in the town hall of Kidray. I remember going to them as well. And you would have trembled in your seat whenever you heard those men preach. In those days, you shook and you were scared. I'll never forget those particular times. I also have a brother, the eldest brother in the family, his brother Alan. And Alan had prayed for me. Another brother, Trevor, who's gone to glory, he prayed as well. Alan was faithful. Remember visiting Alan and Lauren, and Alan would have took us to meetings in the town hall in those days. That's come back quite a while. Remember William Beatty, he was in charge, I think, of those particular meetings at that particular time in Lauren. I never forget those. I knew what I was going to hear, and under conviction, but still I didn't accept the Lord as my Saviour at that particular time. But thank God for those friends who prayed for me, and for Alan, how he witnessed to us, and how he guided us and talked to us as far as salvation was concerned. There's also friends I would like to mention who came into my life also. There's friends. There's one man in particular at the time I was working down the town in McAllister's. There's one man and he lives down the Gateside Road even today, and that was Jackie Dunsmore. Jackie witnessed to me and talked to me many a time. Although probably at that time maybe went in one ear out the other, but I don't forget that Jackie witnessed to me and talked to the Lord about me. There's always another man that Aidan and I would have visited. That was before we were married. We called the house of John Holmes. And John was the same. John would have talked to me. And of course, I agreed with everything he said, for I knew that everything that John said was true. And I knew I was lost. I was going to hell. And John was faithful as well, talking to me concerning the things of God. I've mentioned the Baptist Church in Kidray and the Sunday School there. I do remember those that have been faithful, even in those days. Men I respected, for they had an open air in Kidray in those days, on a Saturday night. And if I went up the town on a Saturday night, I'd went to the other side of the street, because I knew they were preaching the truth, and it convicted me, of course. There was men like Eileen's uncle, Robbie Boyd, who's dead and gone to glory. I knew Robbie Boyd was a saved man. And he didn't want to meet these people because they were godly people. And you knew you weren't right. But thank God for their faithfulness. There was another man by the name of Albert Cole. Albert was in Claret Baptist. He finally stopped going to Garver Free Church. Albert again was a very faithful man in that particular church. And there was also a man by the name of Charlie Conley who lived out the Mahara Road. These men were all faithful. And there's another man, James Dunsmore, as well. They witnessed, and their testimony was a real thrill when I look back on it. Because I had a fear, not only of God, but the fear of those men as well, and we respected them. Now, there's also another man, and he's in this church tonight. But this is, I'm speaking now of before I was saved. And this here can speak to us all. There's a man, Albert McIntyre. He's a great friend now. But Albert McIntyre, one time way in 1970, was going round the doors of One Day Hall. Little did he know that Melville Smith lived in One Day Hall. And during this particular time, I was under a deep, deep conviction of sin. I had been talking, as I said, to my brother Alan. My mother had died on the December, and I knew that she had come back to the Lord, and I knew my mother had gone to heaven. I was at this particular state lost and going to hell. At this particular time, I talked to your brother Alan, and he talked with me to the early hours one morning concerning my soul. He guided me and he told me, if you're going to meetings, go to the Free Presbyterian Church. During the time of conviction, I went to other churches in the town. There's one or two I went to on conviction. Even some of those meetings for Christians. Conviction one night, I remember going round to the inquiry room at the back, and I might as well went and jumped into the van. Nobody had any interest in my soul whatsoever that night. I'm telling you, I was down in the dumps. Nobody to help a poor lost sinner. Then after that, there was an invitation put through our letterbox, and it was to a mission in Coleraine Free Presbyterian Church. And it was Albert went around with those invitations. You say, how could Albert be a friend? Well, he was a friend of a poor lost sinner that night. That's what we all are, we're lost. And Albert was a friend because he had something in his heart for those that are lost. And he was going around giving an invitation to come to gospel missions. That's what friends is, those who love you. And especially when you love sinners. And it was during that mission in February 1970 that I came as a trembling soul and sought the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. The preacher was Dr. Paisley. And I saw myself that night on the subject he preached, died Abner as a fool dieth. Abner, as you all know, was outside the gate of refuge, city of refuge. A few steps and he'd been inside in safety, but he didn't do that. And I knew I'd only a few more steps and I'd be in eternity. And I saw myself, to Abner, I was a fool. But I thank God that night I came and I called upon the Lord and asked him to save me, and thank God he did. It's a night I'll never forget, down the old Hanover Church, going into the back room, getting down my knees and the devil was there. I took a cramp in my leg and I thought I was going to be bit. But thank God the Lord undertook. And thank God that night, a night I'll never forget, that night that I bowed as a sinner before the Lord and asked him to save me. As those in the meeting tonight, you maybe think back on your childhood. You maybe think of a grandmother. You maybe think of sitting her knee and her singing choruses to you, talking to you about the Lord. And maybe those in the meeting, you think of your father and mother, maybe particularly your mother, who talked with you. Maybe read the scriptures with you in the morning before you went to school. You don't forget those times. And today maybe your mother or grandmother is in glory. I wonder tonight, are you prepared or are you preparing for eternity? I trust tonight that you'll decide for Christ. It's the most important thing in your life. You could gain much in this life as far as wealth is concerned, but it'll only damn you and take you to hell unless you come and put your trust in the greatest friend of all, the friend of sinners, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust that this testimony will maybe encourage somebody to come and accept Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior. We're now going to help them, but turn to the hymn.